ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 न ब्राह्मणैः
न ब्राह्मणैः
तुलये तुलये भूतमन्यत् पश्यामि विप्राः किमतः परं तु यस्मिन् ऋभिः प्रहुतं श्रद्धयाहम् पश्नामि कामं तथाग्निहोत्रे। Translation. O respectful Brahmanas, as far as I am concerned, no one is equal or superior to the Brahmanas in this world. I do not find anyone comparable to them. When people know my motive after performing rituals according to the Vedic principles, they offer food to me with faith and love through the mouth of a Brahmana. When food is thus offered unto me, I eat it with full satisfaction. Indeed, I derive more pleasure from food offered in that way than from the food offered in the sacrificial fire.
Navam pranaistu laye bhutamanyam pashyami viprakimatah param tu jasmin nibhi prahutam sudhaya aham asnami kamam na tatha Agnihatre. So, Rishabdev is teaching us what is the value of Brahminical culture. Human society without Brahminical culture is animal society. We offer our obeisances to the Lord. Namo Brahmana Devaya Gu Brahmana Hitaya. Krishna is first of all interested to see whether in the society the Brahmana and the cow is properly respected. Namo Brahmana Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya. His first business is to see that the Brahmana and cow is being properly honored. Then Jagadhita. Then automatically the whole world will be peaceful. The secret of success they do not know. Nobody is prepared to become Brahmana, and so far cow protection is concerned, it is in the oblivion. This is the whole world position. Therefore, it is in chaotic condition. It must be, because this is animal society. When these two things are neglected, it is animal society, and then other animal qualities and paraphernalia follow. Therefore, Rishabdev personally speaking, that na brahmanai surai bhutamanya. There are 8,400,000 living entities, and as you have studied yesterday, how gradually evolution comes or elevated. So here it is the conclusion. The evolution must come to the topmost platform a Brahminical culture. Sattva, Sama, Dama, Titikha, Arjava, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Mastikam, Brahma, Karma, Sabhavajam. The people are not at all interested. If you advertise that we are opening one Gurukul where Brahminical culture will be instructed, send your boys. Nobody is they are not concerned anymore that my son should be truthful, self-controlled, sense mind control, sama dama. Sama means mind control, samatha. And dama means sense control. Without controlling the mind, how you can control the senses? The yoga system is practiced to control the mind, to control the senses. Because we have to evolve from animal platform to Brahman platform or spiritual platform. Satavo tato rajastamo bhava kamulo bhadayastadi chita etai ranabhiddham sitasatte prasidati. Unless we control the base qualities, namely the modes of ignorance and passion, you cannot be happy. It is not possible. Tato rajastamo bhava. Rajastamo bhava means kama and lobha. So long I have lusty desire and so long I have greediness to acquire more and more and more, to enjoy senses more and more, that is greediness. One should be satisfied the minimum possible. Ahara nidra bhaya vaithunatya Samanami Tatpasavi Narana. Ahara means eating, ahara, nidya, sleeping, and fearing, and sense enjoyment. These are required, but not for increasing, but decreasing. Just like when a person is diseased, he should not eat as he likes. Because his disease, doctor prescribes that you take little barley water or glucose, no solid food. If you want to be cured, similarly, these things are necessary so long this body is there. Ahara nidra bhaya vaitham. But this should be in decrease, not increase. That is human civilization. Not to increase, just like the Goswamis in Vrindavan. They did not come here to increase ahara nidra bhaya vaitham. No. They came here to decrease. Nidra ahara vihara kadi vidito. That is what. This is Vrindavan Bhava. Not that to live in Vrindavan and increase this ahara nidra bhava. This is not Vrindavan Bhava. The monkeys are also living in Vrindavan. And the dogs are also, and hogs are living in Vrindavan. But they do not know how to decrease ahara nidra bhaya vaitham. You will see the monkeys, they are also in Vrindavan. But you will find one male monkey followed by 3 dozen female monkeys. That is not Vrindavan Vas. Aharana. That means it requires Brahminical culture. Dhamma, Sama, that is wanting. That is Brahminical culture. Unfortunately, the present civilization, they are not meant for decreasing, they are simply increasing. Western civilization means increasing the means of sense gratification. Machine. So, the Brahminical culture means sama, dhamma, titikha. Titikha means without something I may suffer. So, one should be practice to suffer. That is tapasya. Tapasya. Brahmacharyena. Tapasya begins from celibacy. We are practiced to sex life or sex gratification. Tapasya means first of all stop this. Tapasya brahmacharyena. This is practice. So, to become fit for going back to home, back to Godhead, it is not so easy. It is not so easy. We have to make our material life almost zero, not almost zero, practically zero. Anna vilasita sunnam. That is one thing. Practice. Therefore, this our Krishna consciousness center is meant for practicing this sama dhamma titikha. Therefore, we want to see how far he is eligible to practice this sama dhamma titikha. Some new boy come. And as soon as they are given some war, not very good for sense gratification, they go out. That means they are not prepared. It is better they may go out. In Bengal it is said, dushta guru che sunna gwal. If there is troublesome cow, better keep the cows at zero, without cow. Don't allow them. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for elevating the animal class of man to the platform of Brahma. Therefore, the sacred thread ceremony is given as second initiation, that he has practiced now sama dhamma titikha arjava, and he has learned what is Krishna, what he is, what is his relationship with Krishna, now how to act for satisfaction of Krishna. These are Brahminical qualifications. If one is elevated to this platform is called satogun. Satogun. There are three gunas, satogun, rajogun, tamogun. If you remain in the lower platform, tamogun, rajogun means, as I've already explained, greediness and lust, desires. That is tamogun, rajogun. Tato rajastamo bhava kamalubha dayastej. What is the rajagun, tamagun? Kama, lusty desires and greediness. Not satisfied with the minimum necessities of life. Want to increase more and more, more and more. That is called greediness. The Vedic civilization teaches that be satisfied with the minimum necessities of life. Don't increase unnecessary necessities of life, and then you have to work for it very hard, like hogs and dogs. Then you have to work very modern world. They've increased their unnecessary necessities of life, and therefore you'll find how hard working. In European and American cities, we have seen how people are working very hard, beginning from morning at 5 o'clock till 4 o'clock next night for sense gratification. So this is not civilization. This is condemned civilization. Nayam deha deha bhajang niloke kastana kaman arahati virujang. This is not civilization. This is animal civilization. Working so hard day and night for eating. That is the business of the hogs and dogs. You'll find the hogs and dogs, they're loitering on the street whole day and night. Where is food? Where is it? That is not civilization. They must be peaceful, brahmana. Of course, not that everyone can be elevated to the position of a brahmana, but at least they must have the chance to see that here is a class of man, brahmana. That is what. Otherwise, the civilization is failure. Therefore, it is said, no, brahmana is surai bhutavanna. Actual brahmana, not the so-called brahmana. That was the Vedic culture, just like Krishna himself. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When he received Sudama Vipra, a brahmana, he immediately vacated his own seat. My dear friend, sit down here. And Krishna's first wife, Rukmini, he took immediately the chamar and said, my husband is respecting, but he was dressed very poorly, lean and thin. Brahmana, because they refuse unnecessary necessities of life, sometimes they look very poor, poverty stricken. They are not poverty stricken. They are the richest. Mahatmanastu maṁ prātha daivi prakriti māsita. Bhajanti ananda manaso. Those who are engaged in bhajan never think of their poverty. No, they are not poor. Otherwise, if Sudama Vipra, externally he looked very poor, lean and thin, not very nice cloth. Krishna is, my dear friend, sit down here. He brought water, washed the feet, just respectable person, guru, brahmana. This is etiquette. Krishna is showing personality. He is the king. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. He also respects brahmana. When Narada used to come to Krishna, immediately he would get down from the seat and offer obeisances. And Narada was smiling, just see Krishna's lila. So this is the way brahmana. That brahmana of the India, they brahmanas, their sons, later on, later ages, taking advantage of the facility offered to the brahmanas. So without qualification of brahmana, they wanted the facility for nothing, very cheap. Therefore, the Brahminical culture is failure now. Then they should be real Brahmana, Samadhamma, but nobody is prepared to practice Samadhamma Titikha, but he wants the respect of the Brahmana. This is the cause of India's culture being failure at the present moment. They first desire, then desire. So without deserving, they desire. Therefore, whole thing, it became false. So that is not the purpose. Even somebody says that, that without culture one can remain a Brahmana, but Shastra does not say that. Shastra says culture is the first consideration. Jasya hi jat lakshanam puruktam varna vivanjakam yadi annatya vidisheta tatte naiva vinidisheta. The lakshanam must be lakshanam, the symptom. What is Brahmana's symptom? So my request to you, the Europeans and American boys, you have been initiated as a Brahmana, but you must practice the lakshana. Otherwise, if you think popped up that now I have got the sacred thread, my business is finished, I can do whatever I like, then that is not. Lakshanam. Lakshanam means symptoms that you must observe. Lakshanam. Jasahi dat lakshanam puruktam. Then nobody can check you. You will be very much dear of Krishna. Namo Brahmanna Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya. If you keep yourself in the platform of a true Brahmana as your respected, it is not difficult. We have selected the four principles. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, and no gambling. That's all. If you keep to these practices, then you remain. And if you chant, then you, above Brahmana, you become Vaishnava. Manmana bhava malbhakta madhya jimanavaskuru. Qualify yourself as a Brahmana, qualify yourself as a Vaishnava, then your position is guaranteed. Kodriya pratijanihi nami bhakta pranasati. Sure, guarantee. Here it will say, na brahmana iturai bhutamanya, namo brahmana devaya, go brahmana hitaya. So when Krishna takes care of you, he attention is on you, then who can maya? There is no strength of maya to touch. Māmīva ca prapadyante māyāmetāṁ tarantute. Māyā may be there. Police may be there. Police is there. So what business I have got with the police? If I am honest, if I am properly observing the rules and regulations of the government, what business police has got to touch me? Māyā is there. Māyā must be there. Maya, Maya is there, but it does not mean Maya can touch you if you are actually surrendered to Krishna. Māmīva ca prapadyante māyāmetāṁ tarantute. So, here it is, sitting there. Hmm. Krishna personally will take care, and to come to the Brahmana state, this is also, everything is described, everything is prescribed, if you have to follow again and again, we can come to the Brahmana state by a simple method as we are practicing, nityanga-bhāva, nastra-prāyesu-abhadrīsu, nityanga-bhāgavata-sīvaya. Bhāgavata-sīvaya, the book Bhāgavata and the person Bhāgavata. Person Bhāgavata, the guru, is the symbolic representation of person Bhāgavata, whose life is Bhāgavata, and book Bhāgavata. So you have to serve two Bhāgavata. Nityanga Bhāgavata, not the Bhāgavata Saptaha. This is another cheating. Nityanga Bhāgavata Sivaya. There is no such thing as Bhāgavata Saptaha in authority literature. They are manufactured as a business. But Bhāgavata should be nityanga. Nityanga Bhāgavata. Who can do that? Nastra prāyesu abhadrīsu. By developing Krishna consciousness, whose sinful life is almost nil. Not completely nil, but almost nil. Prāyesu. How? Nityanga Bhāgavata Sīvaya. If you engage yourself to serve, to hear Śrīmad Bhāgavatam and to serve the person Bhāgavatam. Nityanga Bhāgavata Sīvaya. Bhakti, uttama sroke, bhakti bhavati nashthiki. Then your bhakti will increase. Uttama sroke. To the Supreme, Tamas Lok means the Supreme Personality of God. And when you come to that stage, not that completely pure, almost pure, by Nityanga Bhāgavata Sevaya, and increasing your devotional service, then you immediately be situated in the Brahmana qualification. As soon as you increase your devotional service, by serving person Bhāgavatam and hearing Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, immediately you become situated on the Satogo. Tato rajasthamo bhava kāmalo bhāda yastri cita itai anāviddham. Then these rajagun, tamagun cannot touch your heart. The whole process is purification of the heart. Cheta-darpana-marjanam. Everything is there. Krishna-bhakti is there. It is not an artificial thing. Nitya-siddha-krishna-bhakti. It is our natural relationship with Krishna because we are part and parcel, just like father and son. Son may be rebelled for some time, but the affection between